Welcome to the Club 937 podcast. That's right, we're back. I'm Jay, the producer, and today we're sitting down with just us to do a little bit of music Q&A. How long has it been since we've done an episode?
Too long.
Who's counting? Who's really counting?
Yeah, I'm about to say it depends on who you're asking. But too long.
All I know, last time we did an episode, my kid was still in school, and now she's in school again. So
dang. So we had summer break.
We had summer break.
Yeah.
We definitely did have a summer break, man. I'm still not back to normal yet. How was your guys' summers? What did we all do with our summers, huh?
I went to the zoo a lot.
I was at the beach, most of it.
And I have been on the road for the past, like, 2.5 months.
Greg, where did you go? Where was your tour?
I was all over the place, all around PA. I've been back and forth between here and, I'm going to say it right. Let me say Gambrills for playing at Malloy's a bunch of times. I'm actually going out to Ohio in a couple weeks there, Jay.
Yeah.
So
hey, I'll be coming to visit.
I'll be out in, I'll stop by.
September 9th. It's on my calendar.
Oh, you got it. Okay, cool. I thought I saw it on my calendar, too. I was like, I can't stop by. CJ. Yeah, going out to, I think, Wakefield or something like that. Somewhere out there. I'm going out there, and then where else the heck else have I been? I was back and forth. I was Ocean City for a week, hanging out doing that, and just moving. Doing a lot of weddings and parties and crazy stuff. So that's where Ben.
That what up?
Yeah, man.
I did some big adventures, man. I did. I had family from overseas fly into Maryland. We did like 10 days here. Did the whole DC thing.
Okay.
Did the whole Frederick thing. Did all the barbecue cookout thing. Then we took off to New Mexico for 10 days to get my wife back to her hometown. To Taos, New Mexico, and that was far out, dude. I think I was telling you guys while we were texting, we were like, our house had this tin roof, and we would go out there at night, and it's like super clear. We were staying up in the mountains, so there was like no light pollution, and there was this meteor shower, man, that was going on for like 3 or 4 days.
Right,
and dude, I ain't never seen nothing like that before in my life, man. It was like God welding the sky, man. It was like these bright white streaks going across the sky like I've never seen before. So that was intense. That was kind of some super hippie stuff. And then from there, we went to San Francisco. I put my feet in the Pacific Ocean for the first time this summer, which was pretty cool.
First time, really?
Yeah, first time in San Francisco.
Damn.
Yeah, first time in the water there. It was pretty cold. come to find out. But
you're up in San Fran. That's like Northern Cali, man.
Yeah,
that's...
man.
Oh,
yeah. But it's a cool town though, man. It's a very, very cool city, man. I dug it. I'd go back and check it out again some other time. We almost went down to Santa Cruz, which is supposed to be like super like surfer, skater, stoner kind of mecca place. So I would fit in pretty well there. But you know, maybe next time. But yeah, it was awesome, man. So I still don't really like every morning I wake up, I have no idea like what day it is, what state I'm in, what time it is. Like I'm not quite back to Earth yet, man. But it was an adventure for sure.
I didn't go anywhere this summer and I still feel that way.
Yeah.
That's what two kids will do, bro. That's what two kids will do. You know?
Yeah, we bought, so like Columbus has like one of the biggest zoos in the country. So we bought like season passes for that. And
nice.
Also there's like a giant water park in the same parking lot as the zoo. And we got season passes for that too. So we were just like back and forth between the zoo and the water park all summer.
Okay, that's pretty awesome.
So that was it. We just hung out in Columbus over the last like few weeks. Like my mom came to visit, my dad came to visit. This weekend Arian's mom's coming to visit, so it's been a lot of family time. So
well, first
I had it,
well,
I had
well
the
yeah
coming to me.
Yeah, actually, you know what? Yeah, well, as you should, man, because I don't know if you got an applause button on your Riverside, man, but we should give Jay a big applause because Jay just hit the big 4-0.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Congratulations, bro.
Thank you, man.
Well, let the old guy be the first to welcome you to the club, man.
Yo.
Yeah, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Man,
thank you.
Yeah.
Greg, you turned 42 just a couple weeks before me, right?
Yeah. 14th of August. That was me. I'm there.
Yeah.
I'm in the 40 and over club card now. You know it.
So we need another cheer then.
Yeah. There for it.
Again.
Thank you. Thank you.
Again.
I thank my mama.
But
thank
I'm more
my daddy.
Important, so I'm cutting it off early.
And nobody cares. Thank you. All right. Good night.
Yeah. Cool.
Oh, all right, man, cool. You guys are hilarious.
So we're all back. So what the hell are we doing here, Jay? You know, like, why are we here tonight, huh? What's going
why
on?
Why are we here? We're here because we haven't been here in a while, and it was time to come back, first and foremost. But we didn't want to come back. We didn't want to come back the same way that we were before, where whenever we didn't have a guest, it was just us bullshitting for an hour and a half, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to have some substance. So I came up with some questions, because as musicians, it's really hard to name one specific favorite band, you know? Mm-hmm. It's hard. But we all have go-to bands for certain situations or certain emotions or something, right? So I came up with, I think it's 15 questions to figure out everybody's go-to band or artist or musician for those situations.
So, and it's, all right. So we're not naming like, so just a couple ground questions. So we're not naming a song, right? It's not your go-to song. It's your go-to artist.
Artist.
Go-to artist. There is one question on here. There is one question on here that asks you to name a specific song.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's towards the end. I've got this thing broken down into four categories: emotional, situational, live music, and inspiration.
Okay.
First category is emotional. There's three questions. One of them's a two-parter.
Okay.
First question. We all get angry, but sometimes punching people in the face isn't exactly socially acceptable. So we have to let the music be angry for us.
Mm-hmm.
Who is your go-to artist when you're angry? Greg.
When I'm angry, I'd probably go with Rage. Rage Against the Machine is my jam.
Ooh, that's a good choice.
It's classic. Yeah,
it's classic.
Yeah,
very classic.
Yeah.
Classic,
and
dude.
It works when you're emotionally angry. It works like on when you want to feel better about yourself for being socially conscious. Like, it's good. It works on a lot of levels.
Yeah, Zach DeLoach fixes all.
Wait, we're all around the same age, yeah? So Rage came out when we were what, like 13, 14?
Evil Empire came out when we were in middle school.
Okay.
Yeah. So 13, 14. That's we kind of lucked out with what age Rage came out, you know?
Yeah.
It was kind of that post-grunge, pre-Limp Bizkit era where everything was like rap was getting influenced with rock, and Rage was a good call, dude. It's a good call.
Yeah, man.
Good call.
I might steal all of Greg's, but continue. continue.
Well, Dan,
continue.
You're next.
Angry music. Right now, anger would probably be, I guess it's going to be Idols. Yeah, I guess I'll pick Idols as my newest obsession band. Yeah.
Okay.
I wouldn't peg them as angry music, but all right.
Well, I would say Idols is good for anger because the singer's always yelling at you. So he's like, you know, it's constant, like, you're getting yelled at the whole time, which helps. But it's kind of overall a positive message, you know? So it kind of helps you deal with your anger and get over your anger. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, so I pick Idols.
Nice.
All right, Taz?
I go a few ways. So if I'm in the metal area, clearly I'm going Lamb of God.
Okay.
That's some angry music right there.
Yeah. I need double bass. I need triggers. I need screaming. I need all that. And then sometimes if I go rap, like, y'all just gonna have to look into it. It's this dude called, it's two dudes, one called TZ and the other is called Compton TG. And metaphorically, like, they didn't kill everything. Like, they like some real G's in the game, but like they real Compton killers and shit. Like, one dude got shot in the head and all that. And but their bars are crazy. It's crazy.
Wait, is it Compton TG or Compton Ass TG?
Yeah, same dude.
Compton ass TG, dude. That's a great name, dude. The Separation, July 3rd.
Him,
cool.
Him all right, and the dude TZ, they do a lot of shit together. And I'm telling you, dude, you're gonna. It's got this whole West Coast. West Coast got their own thing when it comes to music. And it's a different vibe, dude. But they be vibing. They be vibing hard.
Cool. Okay. I'm in, man. I'm in. I'm checking it out. I saved it. Cool. All right, Jay, next one.
Well, hold on. I didn't answer yet.
Oh, yeah, shit.
I didn't answer yet.
Sorry, man.
I'm asking. I'm answering.
My man be spitting.
Get to know everybody.
Let my man spit.
Mine just switched recently. Comeback Kid. I just rediscovered Comeback Kid and realized they came out with like 4 albums since the last time I listened to them.
Mm-hmm.
And I happened to discover that in a period of anger.
Are the old ones still the best ones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The first 3 albums are still like,
hell yeah, dude.
Amazing.
Hell yeah, dude.
Pretty good.
Yeah, Wake the Dead is like go to gym. Wait, you got a gym question or no? You got a gym question? Shit.
I don't have a gym question.
Oh, yeah. That's go to gym music. Comeback Kid in the gym for sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Go.
I was actually just listening to them working out
last week.
Yeah.
Told you.
All right. Question number 2. When people are sad or depressed, they tend to go in one of 2 directions with the music they listen to. Either they listen to music that reflects their feelings, mm-hmm. or they listen to music that's the opposite of how they feel in order to bring themselves out of their sadness. So, 2-part question. 1, when you're sad, do you listen to music that reflects your sadness or brings you out of it? And who is your go-to artist when you're sad? Greg.
Okay. Usually if I'm upset, I'm gonna listen to someone that's gonna make me happy. I'm usually a pretty positive person, so I'm usually go for the opposite direction. And then I would go for someone more melodic. Off the top of my head, I'm trying to think what can I think of. I was thinking something like, oh man, maybe like a Music Soul Child or an Estelle. I usually go like an R&B vibe when I'm feeling upset. That's kind of usually where I go.
Some of that
like
neo soul.
Yeah, some of that neo soul, Estelle, maybe The Roots, and what does it say? Music Soul Child, usually my jam. Something in there. That's usually my some more upbeat like that. So
cool.
What you got, Dan?
Sadness. I would go sad. Like if I'm sad, I want to listen to sad music. Like REM, maybe. Like I love REM or REM. Cool. Smashing Pumpkins. I switch those out a lot when I'm sad.
Pumpkins.
Yeah, because it's like such so croony. But like if Krista hears me listening to REM, she's like, what's wrong? You know? She's like all worried about my ass, and I'm like, oh man, nothing. I like this song. She's like, no, you don't, man. Like, yeah.
No, you don't.
I'm surprised you didn't go Radiohead with yours.
Radiohead isn't for sadness. That's not for sadness, man. That's not for sadness. Yeah. That's something else, yeah. But if I was going to flip it to try to get happy, like go the DJ Urban Cowboy way, I would pick, I would be similar is what why I'm thinking of it is I would go like classic soul, like Marvin Gaye, you know, What's Going On.
Yeah.
Something like that. Like, yeah, like one of the best old Motown records I can think of would be to get me out of the hump. But
yep.
Yeah.
Nice. Dez. Sounding kind of depressed right now.
If I'm down or something like that, I don't really listen to something that's like down there with me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I try to listen to something that's like real chill, mellow.
Yeah.
Trying to understand and, you know what I'm saying, sit with the feeling or whatever it is, you know what I'm saying, think about that shit for a minute. So I try to keep in like a jazzy or like something that's not really taking away too much from the thought. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Or like something that like I can't think of the name of the band, man, but that so I kind of piggybacked off when Krista sent me that jazz clip a long time ago. She texted me this jazz, not a page, but like jazz channel on Spotify. Mm-hmm. And like I just go to that and I just a couple artists that I get from there, I'll go to Apple, look up their music and download some of their songs and stuff, man. And it's just like, you know, it's kind of like that, like when you on a TV show or on a movie or something, and they're in like a club or something, and there's jazz going on in the background. It's real, a lot of trumpet with the end of the toilet plunger on the end. And you know what I'm saying?
Mute.
Doing that.
Womp, it's called womp. Mute. I know you're a marching band. It's called mute. I know you're a marching band. Yeah.
Knowledge is power, bro. Knowledge is power, dude.
Tess didn't see anything in the back of the room where drummers are, but it's called a mute, okay?
Jesus, dude.
But to Tez's credit, next time I have the opportunity to insult someone, I'm calling him a trumpet plunger.
Yeah, trumpet plunger, man. Yeah.
You trumpet plunger.
Are you talking like Miles Davis, like improv jazz? Or are you talking like big band jazz? Like probably no. Big band jazz.
No,
if Chris has sent it to you, it might be
like
big.
A, like a couple people in there. Like
probably like Miles like Davis or something.
Just like real, it's real mellow, real soft. Like not too much drums. Not like the trumpet is playing, but he's more like he's not even getting that loose. It's just like he's just like his notes are 1, 2, 3 here and there, and it's fading. It's like not nobody's overpowering each other. It's like some keys.
Dude, just say Miles Davis, man. Just say Miles Davis for your artist. Yeah. And that's a great that's a perfect choice, man.
Classic.
Like,
Yeah,
I used to have a double album. It was Max Roach and Dizzy Gillespie, trumpet and drums, live. It was amazing.
Let's go. That's classic right there.
Or if I got to go one album that like just hits me in the face, Childish Gambino.
The Behold My Beloved one, the one with Redbone on it?
Yeah. Yo,
yeah, dude.
The first track on the joint. Let me in to your heart.
Yeah. Hell yeah, dude.
That joint is wild.
Yeah, dude.
Wild.
Good one, man. Good one.
Yeah, so that's it. That's it.
Cool.
Okay.
I'm going, I don't know, man. I like to amplify the sadness. I am old man emo, so... I go with Brand New usually. If I'm feeling sad, I do Brand New.
Okay.
Brand New.
Have you never heard Brand New?
Emo poster child over here, man.
Hell yeah, man.
I know the name Brand New. Hold on.
Brand New came out a long time ago.
Yeah. They are like classic emo.
Yeah.
Last question in the emotional category. Easy one. Who's your go-to band or artist when you're happy?
Artist when we're happy. Oh, do. Currently, I'd probably go with The Baby. The baby. That's my jam right now. I like The Baby. It's usually I'm happy. I'm listening.
Yeah,
The Baby.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm The Baby.
Cool.
Yep.
Cool.
What you got, Dan?
Oh, happy. when am I happy? I'm happy all the time, huh? maybe like, how about like Ramones? Like surfer Ramones too, like Rockaway Beach Ramones, you know, like Rockaway Beach. Yeah. Like happy Ramones. Would be my pick.
Tez.
Not really much too different from what I said. All these other bands, I tell you when I'm like in a mood to like just like I don't know, sit there and just rock out and shit. Deftones, 100%.
Ooh, okay. Mm.
Deftones is your happy pick when you're happy.
Deftones is mine. Like yeah. Deftones is yeah.
Because they don't. They're not like.
Because I mean, dude. Like, even when I'm in the gym, like I'm going in on one. I'm on one. You know what I'm saying? So like Deftones just like take you to that place. Like mentally, they get you up there, man. And while I'm in there pumping, bro, it's Deftones.
Deftones will get me pumping and they'll get me up there. But that's a different question from Jay as far as what I would pick the Deftones
for.
They
hype,
you know?
Man. They hype. They give me hype. They work for the hype. Okay. I love Deftones, man.
I mean,
all right.
That's different.
I will make a mean PB&J to a Deftones joint, bro.
I watch you change.
Yo, you ever had toasted bread?
What?
So you ever had toasted bread on a PB&J?
Dude,
will.
Yeah, dude, I can see Tez just like eating a PB&J like your pins and needles.
Dun, dun, dun. Shut up and drive.
Sprint.
Oh my God.
You guys are hilarious, man.
Oh, Chuck E. Peanut Butter.
Oh my God.
No.
Oh my God.
I will never
look at
a
sandwich, yeah.
I will never. No, three layers.
There's three layers. Three layers. Jay.
Shit.
Jelly in the middle.
Jelly in the middle, PB on both sides.
Extra protein. I see that.
All right.
Yeah. Tez making a sandwich. He's like, you don't know me. Shut up.
You don't know me.
Squeal like a pig when you...
Oh,
eating that drawer like.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
You're a weird dude, Tez. I love you, man. You're a weird dude, man. Yeah. Cool. All right.
My answer isn't nearly as good as that.
Jay, what's your happy music?
Lately, Flogging Molly.
Okay.
I've been rocking Flogging Molly. Oh.
That's definitely
acceptable. That's acceptable. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dude, they got the flute, right? Don't they have a flute like do like Flogging Molly? They got a flute player, right?
They got everything. Hell yeah. Flute, they got fiddle, they got mandolin. Anything but like
flute. Flute is happy. Yeah, flute is always happy, man. A sad flute. I don't trust no sad flute, bro.
Yeah, they're great.
Cool.
All right, so moving on to the situational questions. I want y'all to close your eyes and imagine. I'm gonna give you a situation. You tell me what you're listening to in that situation.
Okay.
All right. You're driving down the highway to the beach. It's warm. Mm-hmm. There's no traffic. The windows are down and the music is up. Who's on the radio? We already know Tez's answer. Deftones. Yeah.
That's 100%. That's
100%. He said, I got the Deftones on full crank. Man, oh, dang. I'll probably say, yeah, actually, good beach music, which I consistently pump on the way down to the beach. Probably some Outkast. Outkast banging up and down your street.
Yeah.
Usual bombs on a Baghdad's coming out somewhere. Yep. So that's usually, it's consistently on my beach playlist. Boom. There you go.
I just heard a pop punk version of Hey Ya that was just fucking amazing.
Fantastic. Boom.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Dan? California Love. Dude,
nice.
That Dre and Tupac, for sure. That's what's coming on when I'm driving across the bridge, man. For sure.
Let's go. All right.
Tez, you really Deftones or are you?
Not yet, for sure. Oh, yeah. Dude, I did that all summer.
Yeah. Thank you, Deftones.
Tez got the bay breeze going in his face. He's like, spit on you.
Their last three latest albums on constant rotation, dude.
Oh, yeah, dude. Ohms is insane, dude. Ohms is insane, bro. Yeah, insane, that record is stupid, dude. Yeah.
Insane, man.
No, I'm with it. I like Deftones is huge for me, but I'm saving my Deftones answer. I want to see where Jay goes with this. There's something else that I'm thinking for Deftones, so I'm shutting up. Jay, what's your pick?
My pick? Honestly, I got to go Blink. Okay. Blink-182? Yeah, man.
Like old Blink or, I guess all of it's old Blink at this point. You know, they ain't rocked nothing new yet. But like the before Say It Ain't So, We Will Not Go or after.
We're talking like Dude Ranch, Enema of the State, and Take Off Your Pants and Jacket.
Okay.
All right.
I'm here for that.
So like and maybe MTV Blink
maybe,
182.
Maybe California, the album that they did with the dude from Alkaline Trio.
Yeah.
The first one that they did with him. That was a pretty good album. But yeah, usually those three albums. Yeah.
Cool.
All right. Next. It's fall. It's hoodie weather. You're at a backyard party. There's a bonfire, food, and friends. What are you listening to?
Backyard party, food, and friends. I think I'm gonna slide back to the neo soul and go roots on that one. I'm thinking some roots would be my jam for a backyard jam. Because normally, like summertime backyard barbecue would be classic soul. You're doing your Temptations, your Full Tops, your Marvin Gaye, all that. But I think fall time, you need something a little more chill, a little more modern. I would definitely go roots. Let's go roots on that bad boy. That's my bad.
Damn.
What you got, Dan? What you
so wait, early era roots like Illadelph Half Life roots, or later roots like the where they really got kind of weird and jazzy and stuff. Hip hop shit or jazzy shit?
Probably more hip hop stuff. Probably the earlier stuff.
The early stuff?
Yeah. Yeah.
My man. Bonfire with friends, you said, yeah? Fire involved, right?
Yeah.
Fire involved. It kind of depends on the friends a little bit, you know? Like, I got many different thoughts, but a lot of bonfires I've been to recently when I had the chance to put the music on, I actually went country. I went country with it because of the whole backyard bonfire thing. And so I'm going to pick... I'm torn right now because I've done both. I could go Coulter Wall for the kind of possessed Canadian side, or there's this girl that sings named Sierra Farrell. Okay. And she's from West Virginia, but she sounds like Dolly Parton, yo. Like, she sounds like Patsy Cline a little bit and Dolly mm-hmm. Parton a whole bit. Okay. And she's like, God, dude. Her with a fire. Yeah, that's a good look.
That's it.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Mm. All right. Tez.
I'm just going total 90s R&B and hip hop. Mm. That's where I'm going.
All right.
Like Boyz II Men.
I'm going like all of it. Like, this is how we do it.
Is it Montel Jordan came out, son?
I'm stupid. Return of the Mac. It is.
Hey.
One more time. Those are them joints, though.
Move your body.
Yeah.
Now do it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but you have to pick an artist, man. Tez keeps saying songs and playlists and shit that he heard on the internet.
Like,
you gotta pick an artist.
Who's your
artist, bro?
First of all, let me just say this. If I come to your crib and the music is on one artist at the barbecue, your shit is lame, son. You need a mix. All right.
Yeah, all right.
Hold on. Let me edit the question then. You get the chance to choose one song by one artist to play next.
Yeah.
Who is it?
At a barbecue?
Bonfire.
Like a backyard bonfire party, man, in the fall.
Bonfire,
early fall,
bro. Bonfire. Early fall hoodies, man.
Man, black people don't do bonfires. We do barbecues. At the barbecue, yo, matter of fact, you know what? I'm going...
We don't stay out after
at the
dark.
Barbecue, I'm going, just hit the east side on the LBC with the mission trying to find Mr. Warren.
Regulators.
Yeah. That's always going to get the party going.
I cool. love anymore.
Yeah. All right, man. You redeemed yourself with that. Some Nate Dogg. That's what's up. Yeah, that's what's up.
Oh my god.
I got the cut of that song that has McDonald's mixed
in there. I'm sweating now. It's like Urban Cowboys studio in here, man. I'm sweating.
I'm
now. That
you,
one got me sweating.
Hot this bad boy. Oh man, that deep cut with McDonald's mixed in there is hilarious. I gotta play that for you guys sometime. It's awesome.
Cool. He's the man, dude. He's the man.
Yeah.
All right, Jay, what's your bonfire, bro?
Jay.
What you got?
All right. I'm going with Frank Turner.
Okay.
He used to be in a punk band. He's a British dude, used to be in a punk band, but he started doing solo stuff, and his first, like, few albums were, like, it was, like, acoustic folk punk.
Hmm.
Like, it's really, really good stuff. He's in recovery, so he, like, sings a lot of songs about, you know, sobriety and stuff like that, but it's really, I don't know. I really like him. He's good. I think he just dropped a new album. He eventually started doing like full band stuff. He went like the Dashboard Confessional route.
So he's an educated metalhead, so they say. He played in punk bands like Knee Jerk and Million Dead, mm-hmm. and then he went for a solo career, English folk punk. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll check him out, man. This looks awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, he's really good.
Cool.
So, all right. Next situation. It's Sunday. The whole family's home. It's raining, so you're just lounging around the house listening to music. Who's playing?
Ooh, Sunday, the whole fam's there. Are we talking immediate family, extended family? What are we talking about? This gets real deep now here. I gotta figure this out.
Whoever you live with.
Oh, God. Who am I playing?
One of his in-laws is, she fucking hates me.
I'm trying to think of a song that like I would listen to that my family would know. That's hard.
That's why I picked it.
Yeah, because I mean,
that's why I wrote it.
Me and Megan listen to like a lot of different stuff, so trying to figure out something that we both would know.
Same with me and Arian. Totally different. Yeah.
Oh, shoot. Like,
she likes some of the stuff that I like.
Well, it's all about finding the common ground. The whole point, if you're sitting around with your family on a Sunday, it's what's the common ground music that everyone can listen to and enjoy.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Man, I'm trying to think. This is really hard.
Well, like,
go for it.
Well,
you got something. Go ahead.
Bro.
Deftones. Give him a chance. He's gonna edit it anyway. So give that man his time. He's gotta cut all this shit out anyway.
We're gonna have
keep the order, Tez. 20 minutes.
We have keep, like 20 minutes keep of the light, order. Nothing. While I'm trying to figure out what the order.
The order stays. It stays, Tez. Wait, wait until it's your turn, man.
I would probably go something more classic, like Megan's dad, when they come over for barbecues, like Megan's dad's a big Bob Seger fan. So I'd probably go with something off the top of my head that I'm trying to think of. Maybe like, did you say, are we going with artist or song? Do you say song?
Artist,
okay. Actually, I could probably go with something classic like Marvin Gaye. I know her parents get down to some Marvin Gaye. If I play some Marvin Gaye, everyone knows it. So that's usually like what I put on the playlist when we're all around here barbecuing and hanging out.
Good choice. Yeah. Excellent choice for any occasion, man.
Yep.
Okay, my family agrees on certain things.
Mm-hmm.
I guess if I'm at the record player, it's going to be Nirvana. Kay. We can all agree on that, yeah? Yep. For Sunday music. If Krista gets to it first, we will all listen to Pink Floyd for sure. Okay. Together. Like the whole family gets down on Pink Floyd. And if Zia gets the record player, which most of the time she does, so this I'm gonna choose as my final answer, Queen.
Ooh. That's deep.
Zia is huge into Queen right now, man.
Would you like to trade daughters?
Yeah, dude, like Zia's on his kick right now. Like any, like Queen, David Bowie, like anyone in that realm right now. Elton John, that kind of stuff. Like that's her right now, man. But Queen is number one, man. Like I'm trying to turn that shit off. I've listened to Bohemian Rhapsody so many times in my life that you know. But yeah, Queen. Queen is the answer.
Okay.
Tez,
the Thriller album.
Oof.
Thriller. Damn.
Nice. You can't mess with Michael.
I got that joint on vinyl, and when I tell you she spins,
dude, that's a great vinyl record. And you open up the vinyl, and it's got the tigers in it, right? You got the tigers inside yours. I was like, what the hell are these tigers doing here with Michael, man? Like,
with Michael
damn.
Like this?
Yeah,
chilling. Yeah.
That classic Thriller cover, it's tigers inside, bro. Like, it's like holy shit, man. Yeah. Yeah.
That's Michael and his bitch please.
Yeah, yeah. He's creepy, you know, but I love him, you know.
Yeah, that's what you call it. Yeah. You want to call it because he creeped all over that album, bro.
Yeah.
Yo, like, sat in it, bro.
He killed it. Jay. Mm-hmm.
I had a hard time with this one because it's hard to find common ground. Because, like, if Kalen gets to it first, we're listening to like the Monster High movie soundtrack or something like that, right?
All
right. So I went a different route and just tried to find like some kind of common ground, and I gotta go with Paramore on this one.
Good choice.
I gotta go with Paramore because
good choice, man. Yeah, good choice, man. Yeah.
Because I like the older stuff.
Uh-huh.
Arian likes the older and newer stuff, and the newer stuff is poppy enough that Kalen will deal with it.
Dude, Paramore is a sleeper band. Like I don't know if I ever like actually type in or put on an album by Paramore, but if it comes on, I'm like, whoa, like I'm in it, man. I'm totally in it. Man. They're a sleeper band. Yeah. For sure.
All right. Cool. Last situation, and then we move on to the live music category. All right. So last situation. So I don't know about you guys, but like I'm typically the one who gets up and like makes all the lunches for the kids and gets them ready to go. All right. So it's morning, you're up, getting ready for the day, and there's music playing in the background. Who is it?
Rule of my house is it's Saturday soul, Sunday jazz. That's always how we do. It's always Saturday soul and then Sunday jazz. So if it's during the week, if I'm up early and I'm listening to something, it's probably going to be something top 40-ish. Probably something like a Pitbull or something like that. I like to go full throttle into the day. So
Jesus, dude, you're full, starting your morning on Pitbull,
full,
bro.
Full throttle to the day.
God
I go full
damn,
throttle,
dude.
There's, I go 0 to 100. God. 0 to 100. Yeah, let's go. I'm starting to full four. But yeah, but on the weekends on Saturday, yeah, you're getting a little James Brown happen on Saturday. That might happen. And on Sunday, yeah, you're getting some like there's gonna be like some Miles Davis playing, or there's gonna be some Dizzy Gillespie or something like that. Some what's her name? and Ella Fitzgerald. That's all banging in my kitchen while making breakfast. So, what say you, Dan?
But it's not Sunday, right? It's just up
general,
early.
You're in the morning, getting ready for the day.
Right. So we're over the Sunday thing. First thing in the morning for me, God, I'm looking at my recent plays online. I'm cheating right now. I'm looking at like what I've been listening to lately. You know what? This might make sense. I'm gonna pick Nine Inch Nails.
Woo.
Because it's I'm gonna pick Nine Inch Nails for my kind of morning thought music, because it's kind of dark and internal, and it's very carbon. It's very much what's inside you, you know, your own kind of stuff. So and it's beautiful. At least until they went all ambient and shit, like the Nine Inch Nails records, like for a lot of years, were just beautiful pieces of music. So started off with that, maybe. Yeah,
cool,
nice. Yeah, I haven't listened to them forever.
I'm gonna say Backyard Band.
Get up in the morning. Get up in the morning. I don't know if I can bang on my water can. I don't know if I'm banging on it. Yeah.
Talk about 3 in the morning.
that is not backyard. None of that is backyard.
That's not backyard.
You've been hella disrespectful.
Over Saturday, it's not backyard. Don't lie to me.
But it sounds good with coffee, though. That sounds good with coffee right there.
Backyard did the radio version, the go-go version of that Adele song, Hello.
Okay. Did they also do...
You got a cricket button on there,
I was just looking for it. I don't...
Why would you cricket information? Like, that's weird. You're a weirdo, bro. That's weird.
I never heard it, man. Backyard Band, Hello.
Yeah, the problem is you'll never find them. You can't find them anywhere.
Backyard is definitely an apple. Yeah, yep.
Okay.
Not hard to find, you say. Took me about three and a half seconds. Sorry. My backyard.
That was not cleared, bro.
All right, I'm going... Lately, it's weird, but lately I've been going with A Day to Remember or Sleeping with Sirens.
Okay.
Jay, bro, you are all emo, dude, all the way through.
That's not, no. Neither one of those are all like the post-hardcore metalcore stuff.
Sorry, dude. Sorry.
That's not emo. All although right. I did go through a stretch where my morning band was Taking Back Sunday, so I'll give you that.
There we go. And we're back. And we're back.
All is right in the world again. Old man emo. Cool. All right, moving on. Live music. Here's your simple questions.
We're going to try.
First, what was the first show you went to where you bought the ticket? So not like my parents took me to my first concert, but you bought the ticket. You decided to go to the show.
Where I actually bought the ticket.
Okay. Or like a friend said, yo, I got an extra ticket. Something like that.
Right.
Something other than my parents took me to.
Oh well, the first
Moody
show I went
Blues
to by myself.
At the JFK Center,
yeah, okay.
Which was me.
First show I went to, I actively decided to go to by myself. Sugar Ray and Orgy at University of Maryland when they were doing the MTV MTV college tour. Yep, saw them.
Just want to fly.
Yep.
But Orgy was the opener? Yeah, that's
Orgy
a weird was mix, dude.
That is
that's
a weird
mix.
Mix.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Before that album, Sugarfly was actually kind of Sugar Ray was actually kind of heavy.
Yeah.
They were a punk band before they hit the radio. Yeah. So was Goo Goo Dolls.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I guess.
Yeah. There are some bands that'll surprise you. They were like straight up punk bands before they hit the radio. Goo Goo Dolls and Sugar Ray.
Dude, I went to a weird mix there at College Park. It was Outkast and Bloodhound Gang.
That's a good show.
We talked about that on a previous episode.
Yeah.
That's a really cool lineup.
Yeah. All right, Dan, what was yours?
First one.
I specified this question as one that you went to on your own.
Right.
Because I know you used to go to Kiss and Aerosmith every year.
I saw Kiss, Aerosmith, Metallica. I saw all that before I could buy my own tickets, yeah. First one that comes into mind, it's either HF Festival, which is like the easiest answer, yeah. But without that, the one that comes to mind is for my 16th birthday, one of my buddy's girlfriends took me instead of him to see the Red Hot Chili Peppers because it was on my birthday.
That's dope.
He was so pissed. It was John Bernard, yo. John Bernard, man. Sorry, dog. Sorry, I got that one. But his girlfriend took me instead of him because it was on my birthday, and it was Red Hot Chili Peppers, and Foo Fighters was the opener, man. It was killer.
Oh my god, it was killer.
Yeah. It was like, Red Hot Chili Peppers, where they're all like shirtless with like mohawks. All of them have mohawks. Like they were like, Frusciante was back. Like it was fucking killer, man. So that's my pick. Chili Peppers.
Tez.
Well, given the background that I wasn't allowed to do shit until later, I would say HF Festival. No, I'm lying. You know what? I lied to you. I want to say it was probably like sophomore year. I saw, before they were huge, them bitches from Annapolis. What were they called?
Good Charlotte.
At Phantasmagoria.
Nice.
Jay?
Mine was, I was 18. It was for my 18th birthday present. Brent took me to see Tool.
Hey. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's an amazing introduction right there.
Right? It was the Lateralis tour, and one of Mike Patton's bands was the opener. Wasn't Faith No More, because they were done with by then, but one of his like weird obscure
bands.
And apparently Michael Jordan was there.
Ah.
Ooh. Yeah. Okay. Random.
So, MJ. There you go. MJ. You know?
Yeah, he
I want to be like Mike.
Mike Patton shouted him out from the stage. It was really odd.
Okay. I can't see Michael Jordan at a Tool concert, but okay.
It was good. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I think that was back when he was still like involved with the Washington Wizards.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's why he was there. But okay. Right. Next question. Whose shows have you been to more times than any other?
More I've seen live.
Same answer for that one.
I think Sugar Ray has actually been the band I've seen the most live. I don't go to a lot of live shows. I'm not big on live shows. So I'm trying to think of like all the band, all the people.
And the one you do go to is Sugar Ray.
Yeah, I mean,
how many times you seen Sugar Ray?
Probably about three. Like, if you're talking about actual shows that I chose to go to, because like, I mean, I saw a bunch of shows when I worked for the radio station. So I mean, if you count up all those shows. I mean, I've probably seen John Mayer like five times. I've seen Maroon 5 about 10, 15 times. But like, damn. I wasn't actually at the shows. I was just working the shows. So I saw them, but I wasn't really paying attention. But shows I actually chose to go to, I'd say probably Sugar Ray. I've seen Sugar Ray like three times.
Damn. Yeah. I learned something new about Greg Bird every time, man.
Yeah.
Sugar Ray guy, man.
I'm a Sugar Ray guy. You know, shout out to DJ Homicide. That's my boy.
Tez said we're supposed to have the same answer. So if me and Tez got the same answer, it's 311 for sure.
Okay. Because
we saw 311 like every summer for like our entire teenage years somehow, man. We saw him from like, I feel like I saw 311 from like 14 to 24 or something like that. You know, I'm sure it wasn't that many times, but it feels like it, you know.
I'm definitely going with Killswitch, bro.
Oh, shit. I didn't even think about Killswitch. That's the homies, though, man. I don't know if the homies count, man. Does homies count or not?
Hey, they're a national act, man.
Yeah,
they count.
That's like me saying De Novo. Yeah, oh, I've seen De Novo like 1,000 times. Yeah, I was playing in the joint, but like still, you know.
You're not in Killswitch, bro. Like, how does that...
50-50. I'm like most of the way there, man. Most of the way, you know.
I was a roadie, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, we've seen them
almost every time they come to town for the last damn near 15 years.
Yeah, bunch of shows, man. Bunch of shows. I don't know. I'm trying to think of if I've seen them before I knew them. Did you ever see Killswitch before we got to get close with him?
Yeah, like twice.
I guess maybe I saw him somewhere, man. Some metal festival or something. But I guess Killswitch has to win for that one. But next to Killswitch, I think would be 311 because we saw 311 a lot, bro.
Yeah,
a lot, many times. So cool, good times. Jay, what you got?
Big surprise. The Used.
How many times?
Off the top of my head, seven?
Okay.
Seven.
Damn.
I don't know.
Seven.
Is it words? Can you even hear me?
Yeah, for a while, every time they came to town, I went to see them.
Okay, it's not bad. That's at all. Cool.
And all they That's do cool. is make all they do is write music and tour. So they come to they came to town a lot.
Then they just put a new album out, right?
Not too long ago.
Yeah, I'm gonna say it's not too far off. If not like recent, I know they not too long ago put an album up.
Let's look.
Is it Last album was
2023, Toxic Positivity.
Yeah.
2023, that's this year?
Yeah, that's Damn. This year. Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
The only original members right now are Bert and Jeff, singer and bass player.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, their drummer, Brandon, he plays drums for Rancid now.
Oh, yeah, the new Rancid record's dope. I like the new Rancid record. Yeah.
And Quinn, he just quit because he wanted to spend more time with his family.
That's that cool little guitar player they got, right?
Yeah, he was a guitar player.
Yeah. He was cool. Yeah.
All right, next question. Who have you always wanted to see live but haven't yet? And yet means they're still actively making music and playing shows.
Still a chance.
Ooh, it's a tough one. I don't know if it would either be Calvin Harris or James Hype. Both of those shows sound really dope. Probably more James Hype, only because I watch him on YouTube a lot and I've actually seen what his shows are like. Calvin Harris seems more chill. It won't be as fun as I think it would be. But a James Hype show definitely looks like it'd be pretty dope. He's a pretty awesome DJ, and he makes some pretty cool tracks. So I probably want to see James Hype. I know he does a residency in Vegas, so I might actually take a trip out to Vegas to go see him.
That's that DJ shit right there, bud.
It's that DJ shit, baby. You know what it is.
Yeah. That's that big show, yeah.
Four turntables.
Man, this is tough, man. This is a lot harder than I thought it was. I have to pick one. Yeah?
One.
Fuck. And they all have to be there, yeah? Like Wu-Tang don't count, yeah? Because they're not all there, you know? Like, it's cool, but they're not all there, you know? Yeah, so I can't say Wu-Tang. I got a couple... I can't say no couple, man. I got a couple I want to see with Krista, but me, myself, and I, the show that I gotta see that could still potentially happen... Iggy Pop. Iggy Pop, 100%. He only plays in Europe, man. Like, he never plays. He'll do, like, a festival in the States, but then he'll go back to Europe and play these little club shows in France. So I'm always thinking of shit like, maybe I'm going to go to France to see Iggy Pop, you know? Like, or some shit like that. I don't know. But, yeah, man, I mean, he's the godfather of punk, man. So if I ever get a chance to see Iggy Pop, then I'm there for sure, 100.
That's a good one.
Tez?
Tool.
Yeah. Okay. Shit.
Great show.
You should have came, bro.
Great show.
I got you next one. Next one, I got you. You're in now, dude. You're in for sure now. Yeah,
$3,000 a ticket. I mean,
Nah, I know this Tool army that gets in before all the Ticketmaster buyout shit. I got you, bro.
Is Taylor Swift opening for them? What the fuck? What?
Nah. He's talking about that resale. Like, everyone buys Tool tickets in like 5 minutes. Shit. And then resells them for like $500, you know? So, like, by the time Tez is looking on the joint, it's like $500, $600 for some shitty ass seats. Yeah. But nah, dude, you gotta get it. You get in with the Tool nerd crowd, they're like buying four at a time. They're really the problem. Honestly, the army's kind of the problem because they just scoop them up and sell them off. But I got you, bro. Good seats for Tool. You're in, dude. Yeah, Tezza, it's done, bro. It's done. I'm taking you now. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure.
All right, cool. I gotta see that.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, let's go. Let's go, bro. For sure.
Mine's got to be Flogging Molly.
What?
I saw them once, man.
I haven't seen them live. I want to see them live so bad. I've heard every one of their live albums, and I'm like, I got to see them live.
Yo,
like,
Jay, you're going to hate me for this, man. My cat died, right? My first cat, Willie from Philly, man. Like, my original, OG cat died. Like,
I was there when you got Willie.
Dude, right. So you know him. So, dude, the day I put him down, Flogging Molly was playing at the Fillmore, and my buddy was opening for him, and I had tickets. And I didn't want to go because I just put my cat down. I was like, man, I don't want to do shit. Like, I'm just going to go home and cry and sulk and listen to REM and whatever, right? And Krista talked me into going, so we went. I only caught, like, the last, like, 15 minutes of the show. It was insane. But then we all went to the Irish pub, and they played a set in the Irish pub after the show. And I was there for that, dude.
No.
Swear to God, bro. It was, I was with I was with Dylan Walsh, who's an Irish folk singer, and his wife, Kristen, who I go back with forever, and Krista and me. We were there, and they brought out the fiddles and shit, and they were just, like, killing it in a pub, dude. It was nuts, bro. It was at McGinty's. Yeah, it was McGinty's in downtown Silver Spring.
I'm jealous. I am jealous.
Yeah.
I want to see them so bad.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to get Jay to flogging. I'm going to get Tez to Tool, and I'll go to Vegas with Cowboy, bro. Like, I'll go with you, bro. Like, let's go. I'm down. Let's do all of it, man. I saw
Flog and Molly actually stage side by accident because they played, DC 101 had them one time when I was working for the radio station, and we weren't even supposed to go to that because I just happened to be going, and the DC 101 people recognized it because I worked for 99.5, and they're like, hey, you want to come up here? And I'm like, all right. They're like, we got this cool Irish band playing. Or I'm like, I don't even know who these people are. And then everyone's telling me who they were afterward. And we're just like, rock. Yeah. I had no idea at the point who they were. We're all just like, I was like, this is actually pretty cool. And we're rocking out to this on the side of the stage. I was like, this is awesome. So that's when first time I saw them. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, dude.
I want to see him live so bad.
Oh, man. It's dope show.
All right, next question. I got to get off this topic because I'm getting depressed. Gotta go listen to some brand new. If you could play a show with anyone, alive or dead, actively playing or not, who would it be?
Anyone I wanna like open up for.
Shit, you could be the headliner, man. This is a fantasy question.
Yeah. I could. At that point, I'd probably say Calvin Harris. I'd probably want to open for Calvin Harris. Only because I'd want to see the show. If I was after him, I would be too worried about the show. And it's like, what am I going to play after Calvin Harris? So it's like, what am I going to do after that? I'd be the opener for Calvin Harris. Right, exactly. Like, what am I going to play after that? What the heck am I going to spin after Calvin Harris? Like, yo, let's do this. Probably either him or the Chainsmokers, but I probably lean more toward Calvin Harris. So, what you got, Dan?
Shit, this is a hard one too, man. Like, yep. I think for me, well, so part of me wants to say like, part of me wants to be in the avenue of, like, who would I sound the best with? Like, who would I pair the most with for a show? Mm. The other one just wants to be selfish and be like, who do I want to see on stage? Right. You know, like, right. Yeah, period, you know? I'm going to go selfish, and I would like to open for Jimi Hendrix. Either the Experience or the Band of Gypsies, either one. Woo. But if I could get a chance to see Hendrix on stage, then that's it. You know, like, to kick it with him backstage and see him play the show, like, I don't even care what I play. Like, I'll go up there stoned and just like, like, I'll make a bunch of noise, but I'm there to see Hendrix for sure. I gotta
Thanks
go
for
with Jimmy
me,
on
y'all.
That one.
I'm sorry, yeah. Wasting your time. Okay. Now here's Jimmy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right. Well, De Novo would have been Deftones and 311.
Okay.
The Banished, Lamb of God.
Yeah, for sure.
And the 10, Deftones and. Oh my gosh. All my life I've been giving something.
Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters?
Yeah. Foo Fighters. Yes.
Really?
Because, and I say Foo Fighters because, yo, these bammers are packing out arenas right now.
You're in it for the numbers, huh?
Dumb. Even if we sucked.
Yeah. Dumb. Yeah.
Even if we sucked, an arena full of people saw us.
Yeah.
That would be fire. That would be all right. Fire.
All right. Cool.
This is a tough one too.
Artifacts.
I don't know, man. I think I gotta go with Nirvana.
Yeah, that was my band pick was Nirvana, but my selfish pick was Hendrix, man. Yeah,
I gotta go with Nirvana.
Yeah,
I got it.
It might suck. Seeing Nirvana might suck, you know? Like, it might be like, you know, it just depends what night you're going to catch him. Some nights you're going to be like, ah. Other nights you're going to be like, ah, no. Is he okay? You know, like, I'm worried about that dude. Like, God, man. Like, don't fall. Don't fall. Like, don't fall, man. Don't fall down, you know?
Oh shit! I said don't fall.
Yeah, man. They were. I was worried about them. You know.
Oh man.
I'd be worried.
Rightfully so. Rightfully so.
Yeah.
All right. Last category: inspiration. First, we'll start off with a sort of easy one. Who inspired you to start playing music? Not necessarily the style of music you're playing now, but who initially inspired you to actually start, like, who got you interested in playing music?
Not necessarily what we're doing now, but like the original inspiration, my dad, actually. My dad was a clarinet player, much like I was when I first started learning music.
Hey, so was I.
Yeah, and then so he got me on clarinet, and then from there we learned a bunch of different instruments. None of I was really good at. My brother played the trumpet. My brother played drums. We both learned the piano. And then I taught myself digital music. So now I do digital music. And that's kind of where I got into DJing. And that's how I rolled from there. So what you got, Dan?
Dude, that's a great answer, man. Your dad, like, that's an awesome answer. Yeah.
It is.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Nirvana, 100%. No other thoughts. The Nirvana was the first thing I saw as a kid that looked like me, you know, like before that, Guns N' Roses and Michael Jackson and Bruce Springsteen and whatever, like all this stuff I knew already. Nirvana, like, they were three guys that looked like I did and felt like we did, you know, and I was like, okay, cool. If these guys are going to do it, I'm going to start doing it too. So for sure.
So I don't really have anybody that, like, inspired me to be a drummer. I gotta say I have more of an appreciation for people who help boost me as a drummer. Like, all the people I'm with the church with, my band teachers, everybody that helped me, you know, help me create and build and, you know, structure my craft. I can appreciate all them people that were involved and helped me get, you know, help me rise in that. But nobody, like, really, like, inspired me to be a drummer.
What's, Tez, what's the first band you remember hearing that really popped your top? Or you were like, whoa, you know, like, pop-topping band?
I don't know, because I don't really get into, like, rock music and shit till, like, you know, late middle school, high school.
Doesn't gotta be rock. It doesn't gotta be rock. It's whatever inspired.
But it was more so, because growing up playing in church and stuff like that, it wasn't like artistry, creative kind of thing to do. Like, you were playing drums in church, so back then it was like, if the song was a certain song, then that song had that certain beat and that's how you play it. Like, there was no, like, you don't really get creative as you do now, you know what I mean? So creativity, like being able to write and stuff like that, really didn't jump out to me until like late middle school, stuff like that. And then when I really started like venturing out is when I became more creative and more in tune with a drum set, you know, being able to be an artist as opposed to just a drummer.
So I'm gonna go with Tez's answer being the Lord.
Amen. Okay.
Whatever Lord that is, yeah? Whatever your Lord is. But if the Lord was the artist that showed you the drums, you man, then that, I count that as an answer. I don't know.
Yeah, sure. He blessed me. He blessed me with the talent.
Yeah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Testify. Testify,
yeah.
Brother.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I go with that.
That's good. I had a hard...
Aleno.
Turn your Bibles, if you will.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take you on a journey.
Dude, Tez, every time I see the metal drummers in church videos on YouTube and stuff, like, of the young kids just killing it at church, I always think of you, bro. Like, I'm like, yo, that's my boy Tez. Right there, dude, like, the dude just smashing the drums in the middle of church, dude, just killing it. That's you, dude.
Man, it's crazy to see stuff like that now, and the fact that it's what I was trying to do, but it didn't have a mass of tension like it does now, you know what I mean? It wasn't like this thing to the world as it is now. So back then it was just like, I was the only one doing it, you know what I'm saying? I was the only one doing church, mixing it with rock, mixing it with go-go, mixing it like that. I was literally the only one, especially down in DC, I was the only one doing that. You know what I'm saying? So, like, to see this young cat on there now, man, mixing the gospel with the metal, and, like, bro, it's nice, man. But it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Yeah, dude. Cheers to that, man.
Yeah, for sure.
Cool. Jay, what you got?
All right. So at first, I was going to say my dad, because my dad played guitar every like Friday, Saturday night. We would sit in the living room. He'd have his guitar. We'd have our little family sing along. But like, I never really considered actually playing music until I heard Nirvana for the first time. But Dan is the one who introduced me to Nirvana.
Hey.
So I have to go with Dan. Dan introduced me to Nirvana, informed me that we were in a band with Adam Nussdorf when none of us had instruments, and...
Dude, I you know, man, I remember playing you that CD, man, like on my boombox, man, on my little boombox. I remember taking you, I'm like, dude, you have to listen to this. Like, this is what we're going to do, you know, like, and we kind of did. Yeah, we kind of did.
We did for a long time.
Yeah, we kind of did.
For, man, God, start when we were like 12.
I love you, bro. I appreciate you, bro, man. Thank you. Thank you for that, man. That's that warms my heart, man. That warms my heart, man. For sure. No, no lie.
Look at us now.
Yeah, look at us now. We got podcasts and everything, man. Shit.
Yep. All right. Next question before Dan's computer dies, because we got three more of these to go through.
Yeah, I'm. We're not warning me yet. We're good. We got a little bit more.
Next question. As musicians, one of the biggest compliments we can give is something along the lines of, "Man, I wish I wrote that." What artist gives you that feeling the most?
Damn. Damn, Jay.
Right?
You're
welcome.
Wow. You know, honestly, I'm going to say Little John.
Just wait for my next question.
I'm going to say Little John, because a lot of his songs... A lot of the songs are just so simple, but they're so damn good. I'm like, why the heck did I think of that? Like, this is not even that. Like, it's kind of basic. Like, I could have wrote that jam and cranked that out in, you know, half an hour probably. But I'm like, yo, that sounds so catchy though. Let's go. Yeah, I'm gonna go Little John. Little John's my boy.
Awesome choice, man.
That's a great choice.
Awesome choice. Shit, dude. Damn. How do I follow that shit? You know, but for me, it's like I can look at anybody as inspiration. Yeah. So, so it's not about did I write that. It's what can inspire me to write my own. Yeah. So, like, I can't really view it quite like that. But an era I wish I was a part of, and something I wish I could have been in and been there writing with, was the old DC punk scene. The whole the Bad Brains, Minor Threat, you know, that turned into Fugazi. Like, Jesus, dude, like, so much amazing music came out of the DC area that I was around. Yep. Like, I know the streets, like the grocery store in Georgetown that Henry Rollins worked at before Black Flag. Like, to be part of that scene, I think I missed my chance. I think I could have done awesome, awesome shit with those guys in those days. So that's my choice. Bad Brains. If I have to choose an artist, I always choose Bad Brains, for sure.
Yeah.
Sure, sure, sure. Whole time on my mama, I wish to this day that I wrote that August Burns Red Christmas joint.
Yo. Yeah, dude. That shit's crazy, man.
I play that joint every Christmas time. I play that joint every year,
me
bro.
Me too.
Yeah, and I'm like...
It's all slaps.
I always do the Temptations. I do the Temptations Christmas. That's my Christmas go-to is Temptations. Tez is August Burns Red.
Yeah, that joint
I'm with you, Tez. I'm with you on that.
Stupid, dude.
It is so good.
It is so dumb, yo.
Slaps.
Oh, shit. All right, Jay, who you got?
So I came at it like Tez from like, or like Dan from a lyrical perspective, and the band that writes the most lines that I wish I wrote is the Wonder Years.
Okay.
The Wonder Years. What would you do if you sing? No. That's Joe Cocker, bro. Jesus.
I had a little help from my friends.
And the Beatles.
No, the one, dude. Oh, and the Beatles?
Yeah. No. The Beatles did that song, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But no, Wonder Years, the band. Yeah.
Jay has been talking about the Wonder Years time and time again. That's one of his go-tos.
Yeah, they're a Philly band. Philly, but and they're great. Like, they started out as like really shitty pop punk, and but they all, like, grew up.
Yeah, and they all look like Jay. Like, there's like six of those dudes. Every single one of the six looks exactly like Jay in his own way.
You know? They look like versions of me that can grow full beards.
Yeah. They're like Jay, they're like Jay's clone YouTube videos, bro. Yeah. So it's like if Jay made six Jays, that'd be the one.
Oh my God, he's not kidding.
Told you, man. Yeah. Check them out. Google them. Yeah. Check them out.
I'm,
you know,
I'm looking
Spotify.
Right now. They do all like Jay. All right.
Next song. all right. As musicians, we've all blatantly ripped off at least one song from our favorite artists. Do not deny it. Name that artist and that song.
Oh,
I don't know if Greg can answer this. Like, can you answer this?
Oh yeah, no, no. I'm telling you right now. Look, I can tell you a couple mashups that I do that I've ripped off, or a couple transitions that I do that I've ripped off that I'm not gonna lie about. The guy, and I'll do it, and I still to this day do it every week. The guy that plays on Pitbull's Globalization on the morning show. What's his name? He's based out of California. Oh shoot, I cannot think of his name. Let me see if I can Google him real quick and figure out what his name is.
This is why we need the crickets button, bro. This is a crickets button moment right here. Dude can't remember the name of the dude that he ripped off in a song. How good is the answer gonna be if we don't know the name already, man?
Yeah, I know. Yo,
I really need the cut of those joints was that good, Slim.
Right.
I'll see if I can find one and upload it before.
See if you can beat him.
See if I can beat him.
Oh man,
dude, you're a DJ, man. Just like say you rip off like everybody, you know.
I do technically rip off everybody, but there's one guy I listen to pretty regularly on the morning show on Globalization, and I rip off a lot of his transitions and stuff. Because he mixes up a lot of good stuff. Jesus Christ.
You're just over there stealing all over the place, huh, Greg?
Yeah.
I am starting to get the charge your laptop soon messages. So I might
die. There's one more question after this.
Why don't you go ahead and go, Dan, and I'll see if I can figure it out while you're doing it.
Okay, Soundgarden, Rusty Chain, Nirvana, Scentless Apprentice, Fu Manchu, King of the Road, Black Sabbath, War Pigs. Dude, I've ripped off as much stuff as Weezer. Oh wait, I ripped off Weezer for something. Deftones, Change, Otis Redding, Sitting at the Dock of the Bay, pretty much the whole album. Damn, like too many, bro. Too many. So yeah, all of them, bro. I ripped off everybody, bro, for sure. I love it, dude. I love it.
my guy's name is Disco Drew. Disco Drew is the guy who does the morning show with Pitbull. So Disco Drew. I rip off his stuff all the time.
Just made him famous.
After that list, Greg just comes up with Disco Drew.
Disco Drew. I'm telling you. Check him out. 7 a.m. Pitbull's Globalization. Check him out. So, what you got, Tess?
No particular songs, but 311, clearly. I mean, you can take out the drums of a 311 song and paste them with mine, and it's going to go.
Your snare drum is like kind of a 311 ripoff, yeah. Like your snare,
for sure.
The whole drum.
He's got a great sounding snare.
most of like early on De Novo was all 311, and then like later on De Novo when we start getting metal, that's when we start getting into like God Forbid and like. As I Lay Dying and stuff like that. So once we start writing like triggered licks and double bass and all that stuff, hell yeah. And then The Banished, all Lamb of God, bro. All Lamb of God.
Yeah, for me and Banished, I was always ripping off Mastodon, man. Mastodon, like every Mastodon record, I'm like, yo, I'm gonna take this and play it backwards and take it to Banished, you know?
this joint right here, I can't remember what song. Dun dun dun. Da-da-da-da.
That was like all of them, but still, yeah, I'm with
There's
you.
There's a joint in Lamb of God that's bar for bar the way he does it, and I was like, damn, dude, like, We was plagiarism all over the place.
You're talking about Adler, right? Adler's drums, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude. Yeah. Adler.
Dude, shit. You know what, man? The dude that they got now, like, you can't even tell me that man's name. You know what I'm saying? If you threw on a old school Lamb of God album, and when they play live now and they still play them songs, he sounds exactly the same. Like, he doesn't stand out.
Yeah,
he
man.
Doesn't, like, he doesn't do anything different. He's a Chris Adler fill-in.
Yeah, yeah, for sure, man. Dude, I think Adler, they asked him to play for Pantera, for the Pantera reunion, and I think he turned it down. I'm pretty sure. Don't quote me on that. I'm not 100%, but I think they asked him to do it, and he said, absolutely not. I'm not playing Pantera. There's only one drummer for Pantera, man, and that's Vinnie Paul, you know? So he was, like, against it, but I think they asked him, and he would have killed it for Pantera,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Jay.
Who you got, Jay?
All right, you guys remember Midwest Aftermath?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I will decide what's best for my life. That is a clear ripoff. I don't remember the name of the song, but it's Every Time I Die.
Ah, yeah. Yeah, good yeah. one. Yeah, it's a good band to rip off, man. Yeah, yeah, a good band to rip off.
I
wonder who they ripped off to write that song. Because if you think about it, man, everybody ripped off somebody. You know,
somebody.
Like it's
right.
Yeah. That's part of it, man. Is like it's not a rip off if it's inspiration, man. Right. You know?
The entire hip hop community at this moment
right.
is one big rip off.
Yeah,
no one's made an original beat in like 10 years. Like
for sure, man.
These all motherfuckers right. couldn't catch a beat if they was running with super short shorts on, the fastest tennis shoes.
Can't,
like
what?
They couldn't catch the beat. They couldn't catch it at all.
Nah, not even close.
And it's only because it's like, you know, if I don't know, Lil Uzi hop on a joint and he's doing the da 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 da. The next guy that does it, it doesn't matter what the beat sounds like. All he knows is he got a da 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 da.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, because it worked for Lil Uzi.
And so it sucks because like, but like making beats is like the funnest part of the whole thing, right? Like your beat is like your backbone. So like, I feel like making the beat is the cool part of it. Rhyming on top is like you putting out your message, but like the beat is like the pulse of the song, man. So
people just
if
running
you just
out
and take someone else's shit.
Yeah,
dude, you want to be disappointed? Watch the go on YouTube and watch the Double XL freshman year freestyle.
No, dude. I'm not doing that, man.
Trash.
I mean, they didn't have like they didn't have like Jid or like what's his face? Kendrick Lamar's little dude, you know, his nephew or whatever that he's bringing up now. Kendrick's nephew.
Yeah, I think
he's dope. He's dope, dude. He's dope. You know, like I love him.
None of that shit.
Nah, I'm not in, bro. I'm not in.
Nah.
All
right. What you got, Jay?
Right, one last dude song. Dressed up like Mega Man.
Last song. Why do I keep saying song?
Last song, dude.
Last song. Last song.
This is your last song. Last song, ladies and gentlemen. Last
shout
call
out to
between
the
Martin's E servers.
last question. Easy one. Who do you listen to get hyped for a show when you're on your way to play a show?
On the way to play a show.
Greg listens to Greg.
Yep, just pull my old mixtapes and just like bang them suckers out. God, even I'm not that bad. Jesus Christ. I do listen to other DJs though. Usually I switch between a couple other different DJs I've mixed to. But if I had to pick an artist, I'd probably say Pitbull. Pitbull's my jam. That's like my get hype music ready to go out and hit the club and bang it. So
That's two Pitbulls. That's two
Pitbulls.
Pitbulls and two Sugar Rays.
Two Pitbulls, two Sugar Rays.
For Greg tonight.
That's what it is. Yeah. Yep.
That's dope.
What you got, Dan?
The old me would have been what Tez and Reza were bumping, which was usually like Justin Timberlake, Michael Jackson, shit
Phil
to get
Collins.
Hype. Yeah, Phil Collins, shit to get hype like that. Yeah.
Did
yeah, Jay was there.
That.
Shit. Jay was in the toilet, you know.
Did not expect that. Okay.
But me now, it's like Lord of the Rings or like it's like Audibles, yeah. So like now when I'm going to a show or back from a show, no music whatsoever, just spoken word, bro. Like, I try not to put music into my ears until I go out, you know? So, like, now it's a different feel. So, yeah, I'm on some, like, Cosmos, Carl Sagan.
That's
something
definitely
dope like that, you know?
After show. Yeah, okay. After show. No yeah. music. Okay. No right. music after a show.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. That's that. Yeah, yeah. So that's where I'm at right now. Tez.
Okay. Deftones again. We're back here. Yeah. Deftones again.
Let's go.
But in the midst of Deftones, I gotta listen to the 10. I gotta listen to the roars, dude.
Yeah, okay. You're on, man.
I gotta make sure. I gotta make sure. Well, first, I'm still trying to learn the name of the songs, but it just it's out the window, bro. Tess. It's out the window.
Tess, we've been doing this shit since we were 17. You ain't never learned the name of a song.
Yeah, what's in a name, man? What's in a name, anyways, man? You know, what's in a name?
But yeah, just to, I guess, like, familiarize myself with what's about to happen. And then once I'm, like, comfortable and I'm like, man, I know this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I gotta go to Deftones, bro. Deftones is like.
Deftones after. Yeah, Deftones after.
Yeah. Yeah, cool. They center me, man. They center me.
Okay.
Jay, I'm blinking, man. So hurry up. I'm about to be out.
I haven't played a show in a minute, but back when I was playing shows, if I wasn't with the rest of the band listening to Phil Collins, I was listening to The Used because they got me hyped, and I would sing along to get warmed up.
Yeah.
And on the way back, silence.
Silence. Boom. Yeah.
No music after a show.
Open windows, bro. Open windows the whole way home. Like,
you really got a hold on me.
And Automatica.
Yeah.
Actually, I went through a phase where I was listening to the Fight Club soundtrack after shows.
Ah, Dust Brothers. That's a great soundtrack. Ooh. Dust Brothers are incredible, dude. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Should have been Nine Inch Nails, just saying. But, you know, whatever. You know, we can't all be purists, you know.
Well, with that, we have reached the end of musical Q&A.
Yeah. Kill the applause. You did the one question you didn't ask. We got to do it right now. Lightning round question. Sex music.
Ooh.
Are y'all still doing that?
Yeah.
What? What?
Hell yeah, I'm doing it. Yeah.
You ready to silence? I can't have no silence.
I got two kids across the hall. I ain't listening to music.
Got to turn the TV on and turn that bitch up.
Bird,
commercials.
Bird, what you got, man? What you got?
Off the top of my head, if I had to pick something, I'd probably say maybe a little Rihanna. A little Rihanna might be my jam. I could do some Rihanna.
Hey.
Yeah. Sex with me, so amazing.
Yeah, dude. All right, so look, my pick, I've been waiting for it the whole episode. I thought Jay was going to drop it. My pick for the sex music is the Deftones.
Really?
Absolutely, bro. And if you haven't done it, I recommend that you try it, man, because it is.
Damn, he put in some work.
Beautiful,
right,
dude.
Neo soul. I tell you what, a couple weeks ago, she had the station on, and the untitled D'Angelo joint came on.
Oh, there goes Dan.
He missed out. The untitled D'Angelo joint.
Oh yeah, you know, that untitled.
Like, damn near 20
How
minutes
does
long, bro.
It feel? Video slapped.
That's a party joint right there.
Yeah, that joint slapped.
Literally.
That video went hard. Bro. That video went hard. The production value on that video was fantastic. Dude. Like, someone thought way through that bad boy.
First episode back, a lot more coming, lots of guests coming, so if you're listening and you enjoyed this episode, make sure to give us 5 stars wherever you're listening from, share it with all your friends, join us on Facebook, and that's my spiel. Tez, what do you got?
Man, happy to be back. It's time. It's been past time, bro. Let's get this wheel going again. You know how I end it, man. If you don't do nothing else, support cystic fibrosis. Love y'all.
There you go. Yo, glad to be back. Looking forward to more episodes. Looking forward to firing up the editor, cranking out some more great shows for you guys. If you guys haven't done so, make sure you guys subscribe and follow me everywhere you want to at DJ Urban Cowboy, just like it sounds. That's all I got. I appreciate you guys having me.
Oh, wait. Let's, you know what we haven't done yet?
What's that?
We have not given Greg the official welcome as a host.
Oh,
an editor, but now as a host.
I'm a host now, so, I guess so. Like,
yeah, Greg's now an official part of the crew.
Okay. We inhale our swimwear. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. It's been a good time.
Guys, I missed you. Everybody, thanks for listening. And good night.
Peace. See ya.